In nearby Colombia, the countryside can be a bit of a cultural wasteland. Museums are few and far between. But in one remote town in the Andes, people are flocking to an unlikely art exhibit. It features silk screens by Andy Warhol. John Otis reports from the town of Jericó.
Horses share the streets with cars and bikes in Jericó, a farming community of 12,000 in central Colombia. In most towns like this one, cantinas and pool halls are about the only entertainment. So what's Andy Warhol doing out here? On the walls of the town's museum hang 13 Warhol originals. They are brightly colored silk screens of Marilyn Monroe and Mao Zedong. There's no curator, so Diego Molina, the museum's security guard, doubles as tour guide.
Esta es la sala de exposición, donde tenemos la exposición de Andy Warhol.
Jericó Mayor Carlos Giraldo dreamed up the idea while studying in Germany. He recalled how art lovers crowded into a small German town to see an exposition of artifacts from Russia's Romanov dynasty. After he was elected mayor, Giraldo vowed to bring cultural tourists to Jericó.
Cuando uno promueve en la gente el arte, surge arte. Y si promueven la gente...
If you promote art, then art will flourish, Geraldo says. But if all you offer people is booze, billiards, and grunge music, then that's what people will take to. The Warhol works were already in Bogota as part of a traveling exhibition, so Geraldo and other civic leaders persuaded museum officials to farm out 13 silk screens to their town for a few months. Just as Geraldo envisioned, the exhibition has drawn big crowds.
No, muy bonito, se hace... pasa de lo común.
In a way, finding Andy Warhol in the Andes Mountains makes perfect sense. Warhol, who died in 1987, was a founding father of pop art. He pushed the notion that mass-produced goods, like Coke bottles and soup cans, were legitimate subjects for fine art. Jericó school teacher Matilde Giraldo says she was shocked to see Mao and Monroe depicted in fluorescent orange and pink. But then she began to understand that Warhol's playful images of the powerful carried a broader message.
I think he succeeds in making these celebrities seem more accessible to regular people.
Jericó isn't really a cultural backwater. Its artistic roots date back more than a century. The town is home to four museums, and the local government offers painting, music, and reading classes to people living in the countryside. Cultural Secretary Nelson Restrepo says, over the years, poets and writers from Jericó have produced 250 books.
Está Julio Toro, Juan Bautista Jaramillo Mesa, José María Ospina.
Still, town officials initially feared no one would believe Andy Warhol originals were on display here and that the works would move on to their next destination, a museum in Paris, before anyone came to visit. But soon, everyone from cattle ranchers to the international media was making the pilgrimage to Jericó. As they lock up the museum at the end of another busy day, town officials acknowledge that Andy Warhol has given their long-forgotten community its 15 minutes of fame. For The World, I'm John Otis, Jericó, Colombia.